This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN, Community Network News. I'm Caitlin Pearson.
And I'm Anthony Smeaton. The debate within the Federal Labor Party over gay marriage is turning ugly, with one backbencher calling for a referendum on the issue. John Murphy, a New South Wales MP, this week says it's the views of his constituents that forced him to speak out.
The people that I represent have told me unambiguously that same-sex couples being married under the Marriage Act is just not on.
Another New South Wales MP, Senator Ursula Stevens, has also come out publicly against any change, saying marriage is about a relationship between a man and a woman and is also about producing children.
A recent national survey has shown that gay men, lesbians and bisexuals are more likely to take risks with drugs and alcohol than heterosexuals. The National LGBT Health Alliance Chairman Paul Martin says the results show a need for a national approach to tackle stigma, discrimination and social exclusion that may lead to this behaviour. The survey that did not identify transgender or intersex people reported 33.8% of GLB people surveyed used illicit drugs as opposed to 14.1% of heterosexuals in the same period.
For the first time ever, this year's Australian census will count same-sex couples who are married. Question 5 of the document asks for the householder to define their relationships, to which respondents have the option of choosing husband or wife, regardless of the gender of those involved. Australian Marriage Equality spokesperson Peter Furness says the fact that the ABS acknowledges gay marriage helps to highlight the government's failure over the issue.
Navi Pillay, UN Human Rights Commissioner, praised Australian gay activist Nicholas Toonen in a video her office released to highlight continued discrimination against the LGBTI community. In 1994, Mr. Toonen made a complaint to the United Nations Human Rights Committee, claiming his human rights were being violated by Tasmanian law that criminalised consensual homosexual relationships between adult men. The High Commissioner said in her six-minute video that the landmark case sent a message to countries around the world.
The Human Rights Committee had made clear that the right to be free from discrimination applies to everyone, gay, straight, lesbian, or bisexual.
GLBT advocacy group All Out is calling on Facebook to drop its requirement to choose a gender before joining the social networking site. The pressure comes after its new social media competitor, Google Plus, allowed users to opt out of the traditional gender definitions. Facebook recently altered options on user profiles to include same-gender partnerships and marriages.
Uganda's Kill the Gays bill could return by the end of August, according to MP Otto Adonga.
Here in Uganda, we don't believe that homosexuality is a human right. No one has a right here in Uganda to say that a man should sleep with a man or a woman sleep with a woman.
The bill calls for the death penalty for the crime of being gay or HIV positive and prison sentences for friends and family who believe someone is gay but do not immediately report them to authorities.
And briefly in other news, the Australian Labor Party's ACT branch has voted overwhelmingly in favour of same-sex marriage, leaving New South Wales the only state or territory to have endorsed the issue. And GLBTI rights groups in the Philippines are angry over a decision by the Bureau of Jail Management to ban gay and lesbian prison officers from strip-searching people of the same sex.
To QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
The Baltimore Orioles have become the fourth Major League Baseball team to join the It Gets Better project, taking a stand against bullying amongst LGBT youth. The San Francisco Giants, Chicago Cubs and Boston Red Sox have already made videos in support of the project.
There's nothing easy about being young.
About being yourself.
But something you should never experience is bullying.
And hatred.
Support does get easier to find.
It gets better.
And in the US, the city of Cleveland will have to pay a $475,000 settlement to the Cleveland Synergy Corp after the group was dropped from organising the upcoming gay games.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Caitlin Pearson.
And I'm Anthony Smeaton. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the studios of Joy in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.